Have you ever had to flush your beloved pet goldfish down the drain? Well, scientists are concerned that your family's goldfish could go from pet to pest and risk killing native Australian animals as they become resistant to salt water. All of which could be your fault. Madison Tutt has the story.
Many of us are guilty of disposing our pet goldfish down the toilet, but surprisingly, that has now caught up with us. Scientists from Murdoch University in Western Australia have made an alarming discovery, prompting fears our former pets could kill off native Australian species.
So we were conducting a fish survey in the vast Wannerup estuary when we were quite surprised when we pulled in one of our nets and found a haul of goldfish in the bottom of it, which is pretty surprising considering that we were sampling in an estuary and goldfish are a freshwater species.
Dr. James Tweedley is a postdoctoral research fellow at Murdoch University, specialising in the ecology of aquatic environments. He and his team found the oversized goldfish in an estuary near the Margaret River.
The goldfish we caught in our nets were between 5 and 10 centimetres long, and they were kind of a greeny, browny coloration. The ones in the river further up, they grow to 40 centimetres in length, 2 kilos in weight, and they're a really vibrant gold colour.
Now, Dr. Tweedley has analysed the research from their survey, revealing the invasive species are actually saltwater resilient.
We expect goldfish to be freshwater species, and by that we put them in water with a salinity of zero. The ocean is about 35, and we caught them in 17 parts per thousand. And what this suggests is that goldfish can tolerate some level of salt water.
The fact that these goldfish are able to live in both salt and fresh water vastly increases the risk of them spreading and outcompeting native species.
In the case of the estuary where we found them, there are multiple rivers that flow into the estuary, and we're worried that if goldfish have the ability to live in saline water, they can invade from one river into the estuary and then invade other rivers and so increase their spread because of their tolerance of saline water.
However, he also reveals that further research showed goldfish may have always had a natural resistance to salt water.
We took some goldfish that we caught in the vast Wannerup and we put them in aquaria at Murdoch and tested their salt tolerance, and we increased the salinity every day to mimic what happened in the environment, and we got them to 17 and 20 parts per thousand. And then we did the same with some goldfish we bought from a pet store, and they had a very similar salinity tolerance.
Dr. Joy Becker, a senior lecturer in aquatic animal health and production at the University of Sydney, agrees that alien species such as goldfish, the common carp and gouramis pose a significant threat to our ecosystems.
Here in Australia, the two major threats of feral species or alien species would be biological invasions of themselves, so the actual fish coming in and expanding into new environments, and then, of course, as well, any exotic pathogens they may carry with them, which could be viruses or parasites.
The type of exotic pathogens include a strain of the herpes virus known as CYHV2.
The risk is actually quite real. So some of the research that we did here at the University of Sydney a few years ago showed that feral goldfish carried a virus called cyprinid herpes 2, and that virus was considered exotic to Australia, but some of the research that we did here found the virus in wild goldfish. So what that meant is that we were actually endemic to the virus.
Although previous research by Dr. Becker confirmed the presence of CYHV2 in domestic, farmed and wild goldfish, it is hard to determine the source of infection.
They do come with very strict health certification and they go through a quarantine process at the moment. So all fish, regardless of coming in, what country they come in, they do have to pass some very rigorous regulation. However, there are still pathogens coming in with these fish undetected.
Dr. Becker believes it's very important for pet owners to take responsibility for their pets and keep them in their tanks where they belong.
They're an absolutely fantastic pet, easy to keep, but they do belong in your living room. The last place they need to be is in our natural environment.
Dr. Joy Becker from University of Sydney, ending that report by Madison Tutt.